Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our number two for broadcast, we told you about a really troubling story in Greenville. A story of a woman who is apparently abused at a place where she should have been cared for. Anita in Piedmont is very eager to talk about this. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. And boy, I'm telling you what, this I may not get through this story without bawling, but I hope it's an isolated incident, but I have a little experience in this about 40-something years ago. That's one of many jobs that I did as a teenager, and it's a little bit more prevalent than that. Not only do you have people that come in there that would be making the same money working at McDonald's, and the abuse is rampant, but 90% of the patients are brought by their family members and told they'll come back and get them, and they never come back to see them.
Oh my goodness.
So it's something, and if your father, and I really hate that, but make sure you check on them, and hopefully it's going to be in the same state or city that you're in, because I hope it's isolated, but in my experience, it was not. It was just horrible.
I am sorry to hear that. Anita, thank you very much for your call, and that is something really important to, we've had this conversation, and I think about it as it relates to my own parents, and one of the things that they have communicated, and I'm sure other parents have communicated this as well, they don't want to be in nursing homes, for instance. I mean, boy, how many stories have been out there about this incident and that incident, and this is not to denigrate all of them, of course not. But no matter what, there has to be verification, there has to be checking, there has to be ongoing relationship and engagement. Those kinds of things are certainly vital. Got to be taken seriously. You know, and again, just comes back to a basic question. Would I want someone to do this to me? Would I want to be thrown somewhere and basically left unattended where there's no accountability? Absolutely not. Got to have somebody looking out for them. Over on the text line, we were talking about the issue of deportation, immigration. Mr. Coakley, how about taxing wired services, Western Union, etc.? 25 or 40%. God knows our government knows how to do that. And that is from Kurt. You know, the one thing the government is good at? Taxing. Yes, they are good at that, aren't they? What else do we have here? Mike in Virginia, the Republicans need to hammer the narrative home. Like the Democrats, Biden's quotes, if he gets the nods, should be front and center. Yeah, they should be. There's a law in the books to fine anyone who hires an illegal $5,000. It just isn't enforced. I don't think it was ever repealed. Yeah, enforcement is the difficult challenge, isn't it? This is puzzling to me. Vince, sometimes you make me wonder with your comments on where you stand until, that is, you start your illegal immigration rants. Love it. You guys really sense ambiguity with me? Really?
Maybe a little.
Yeah, right. My goodness. Vince, I knew Biden made all those comments. Do you suppose it's because I listen to talk radio instead of the mainstream media? Probably. I already have that answer, the texter says. Yes. Vince, latte for president. Yes, that would be entertaining. Hair for everybody. Believe me, hair for everybody. Vince, Trump's new slogan won't go into effect until the day after the election. Democrats, I'm still your president. Oh, boy. Also, this About an election taking place today in the upstate. Sad, only 10 people have voted today at my polling place in District 19. If we don't care about the grassroots, are we not misunderstanding how government is supposed to work from the bottom up? Yep. Vince, one potential danger for Trump is becoming like England's Henry VIII, who became consumed by the idea of his own greatness. This quality clouded his judgment. Have you noticed Trump has floated the idea he's the greatest president of all time? His followers are now repeating that idea. Is Trump all ego and no humility? That's a scary thought. And we have this. Vince, we know you're a Trump hater. I sure hope that's a joke. I really do. I couldn't take another moronic text. Just saying. Putting that out there. My goodness. Let us go out to a call from Dean in Fort Mill. Good morning, Dean.
Morning. How are you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Hey, I was just wondering, with all these presidential candidates declaring, you know, like in Trump starting now, are they? What's the purpose? Are they just trying to drive all the knowledgeable and sane voters crazy so that when the election finally gets here, we're just so fed up that the Kool-Aid drinkers can take over or something?
It's like they're trying to serve it up to you, isn't it?
I mean, you know, I don't even know that I can make it to the very end next year. So,
you know what's scary about this? I mean, there's a debate next week, which ought to be interesting. But we've got, what, a year and a half to go of this nonsense? A year and a half.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know. Hey, when you were just talking, one of the texters, they said that, you know, about how Trump perceives himself. What do you think he sees when he looks in the mirror?
I will let you answer that question.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he's half as smart as what he thinks he is, or if he really is a, you know, master manipulator. I don't know. That wasn't fair. I asked you the question.
I am so good at that. Turning it back around on you, Dean.
All right. You
want my honest answer to that question? I really do think this man is the greatest love affair this man has. Honestly.
Okay.
Is that, you know, have I answered your question well?
I don't think that you can argue it. I mean, so it's as good as any.
Charles, you should be ashamed of yourself. Thanks for your call there, Dean. Charles says Trump pays someone to look in the mirror for him. Oh, my goodness. The only problem with that, Charles, is you don't get to see your own greatness if you don't look in the mirror for yourself. That's the problem. Oh, God.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just when I thought I've seen it all. Just when I thought. Still ahead, we will take a look at the day in history and much more. This is on our Tuesday broadcast. Stay with us. Let's go out to a call from Jim, who's in Lincolnson. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, I understand that Biden wanted to prove he wasn't really stupid by learning to play a musical instrument. So he took tambourine lessons. After just 1 year, he had it perfected. He can shake it with either hand, slap it on either hip. Now he's decided to take kazoo lessons for the next year.
Kazoo lessons. Oh, my goodness. That's pretty good there, Jim.
Well, my cats liked it.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. Oh, my goodness. What else do we have here on the text line? What if Trump looks in the mirror and doesn't see anything? Oh, okay. Vince, your laugh is infectious. I love when you get tickled like that. Cracks me up. Thank you. Glad to entertain. making fun of a great president. I stand by my statement. You're a Trump hater. I'll bet Obama was amazing to you. Really? I can't believe people take this seriously. Seriously. Vince, you are ambiguous because you're not a follower. Mostly issue-driven. You have enough personality, you don't have to borrow from others. Thank you. There's somebody who gets it. Appreciate that. Vince, to answer the caller's question, when Trump looks in the mirror, he sees nothing. He has no reflection since he is a vampire and an acolyte of the Prince of Darkness. George Stephanopoulos is the real vampire. He had to be asked to be led into the Oval Office. He could not just invite himself in. Some of you have some very creative minds. I would say devious minds on top of that. Also this. I think someone suggested earlier the idea of paying the president, you know, paying someone to look in the mirror for him. I can imagine it now. Trump says, "Hey, Bob, go to the mirror and check my hair. Here's $1,000 in cash. Thanks, Bob." What do you think of that one, Charles? Thank goodness I'm listening today. I've been looking tirelessly for somewhere to hear Trump jokes. Okay. I think what troubles me about Trump is not that he keeps stirring things up, which I think is good, but that he will eventually do something he can't walk back. Okay. We shall see. Just a sampling, some of the items here on the text line. Let us take a look at the day in history as we travel down Interstate 85 to our upstate studio in the sprawling metropolis of Greenville, South Carolina, where Lonzo is very eager to answer a number of questions for us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, how do you spell ambiguous? That's a pretty big word.
Ambiguous. A-M-B-I-G-U-O-U-S.
I was just joking.
I knew you were just joking.
Smart, I thought you were going to spell it V-I-N-C-E.
Oh, that was good. I like it. I like it. It's always a comedian out there. What are we going to do with you? Five questions for you, Mr. Reitzel, beginning with 1812. And we had a war with a particular country. In fact, it's a war with that name. Who were we fighting? You might say as a repeat war.
Okay, that would mean Britain.
You are correct. 1873, this person, who is now famous and on a coin, fined $100 for trying to vote in the 1872 election. How dare this person do that?
Susan B. Anthony.
You are correct. 1948. This world body, that's the key phrase, adopted its Universal Declaration of Human Rights. What is that world body called?
United Nations?
You are correct. 1973, I believe it is. Is that a three? Five men were arrested for a burglary. And this ended up bringing down a president. What did they break into?
I know it was Watergate.
Who was there? We'll go ahead and give that one to you. But who was actually operating at that particular location?
I know the president.
Not really the president. It was actually a Democrat Party.
Oh, okay.
They their headquarters was at that location, so that was what was behind this. 1983, I believe it is. Are you familiar with the name Sally Ride? What's significant about her?
She flew on the space shuttle.
One more thing.
She died on the space shuttle.
One more thing.
She's the first teacher on the space shuttle?
First American woman in space. 1983. It's okay. Now we're going to have a little fun here because this really is crazy. A couple of stories we'll share with you. a guy in England robbed a bank. Okay, you know how sometimes you see these movies or shows where, you know, a person doesn't have a real weapon, and so they kind of put, you know, something behind a coat to make it look like, you know, they've got a weapon. Well, we've got to tell you about a particular moron who stole, well, about $1,377. That was the American equivalent. Do you know what he used to carry out this robbery?
Let me guess. Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you just happy to see
Yes,
me?
It was a banana! Can you believe that? A banana hidden in a shopping bag to convince the teller he was holding a weapon. What an idiot. Guess what? 14-month prison sentence. He needed a place to stay after he was evicted. So he did this. Well, he's got a place to stay. It kind of solves that problem, doesn't it?
So how did they figure out it was a banana?
Well, I guess he told them.
Okay, you're right. He is an idiot.
But this answer probably wasn't that appealing.
Yes, he went all that way just for that.
Hey, by the way, did you hear this story? This really blew my mind. This study, apparently from Planet Fitness, finding that men were happier and more attractive to women when carrying a few extra pounds. Having this so-called dad bod improved their life in some way. Nearly 4 in 5 among both women and men believe a dad bod is a sign of a man who's confident in his own skin. More men with a dad bod this year in comparison to last year say they are happier with their body, 79% versus 64%. What do you think about this, Lonzo?
Good. You should be happy in your own skin.
Oh, man.
I meant in general. I didn't mean you.
Yeah. Taking another cheap shot at the host. The abuse I take. I represent that. Have a great day, man.
See ya.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, one of the things that's always fascinated me, think about this for a moment. If you think about public land, public property, ostensibly, this means something that you own, right? We're all citizens in the United States of America. I think back to the Obama administration. Do you remember one time they had a government shutdown and we had a lot of people at public parks and they were barred from going on to certain properties. Roads were blocked. And one of the thoughts that was going through my mind, I was like, well, wait a second here. If this is public property, why are we barred from using our own property? What kind of sense does that make? You know, of course, the government, they always give the mandatory, obligatory answer, which is, well, we have to reduce liability. you know, that's the default position. You know as well as I do, there's a difference between the government owning something and you and I owning something. I think we need to understand that now. Now, I've got some friends who would have a field day on this particular subject because they are convinced, and they may be accurate in this conviction, that the United States of America as originally designed no longer exists. What we have now is basically a corporation that has been substituted for the real thing. I know it's complicated. Maybe I'll have somebody on to talk about this view sometime. But it's an intriguing view. So this reasoning, as it goes, we're all essentially subjects of this shadow government. So you would understand why I find this story particularly appealing. Donald Trump's Department of Interior is getting rid of 7,500 regulations to give Americans access to federal land. David Bernhardt, who is the Secretary of Interior, announced a plan to open up more than 1.4 million acres of federal land through the elimination of these regulations. The land, under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, includes 74 national wildlife refuges and 15 national fish hatcheries. Here is what Mr. Bernhardt said. The president's committed to expanding public access on public lands, and this proposal is executing on that directive by opening and increasing more access to hunting and fishing by the Fish and Wildlife Service at more stations and across more acres than ever before. Now, let me just think about this a moment. Doesn't it make sense if this is public land that the public ought to have access to that land? Is this complicated, John?
No. Pretty straightforward.
Yes. Hunting and fishing are more than just traditional pastimes, as they are also vital to the conservation of our lands and waters, our outdoor recreation economy, and our American way of life. These refuges and hatcheries provide incredible opportunities for sportsmen and women and their families across the country to pass on a fishing and hunting heritage to future generations and connect with wildlife. This proposal would increase the number of units in the service's National Wildlife Refuge System, where the public may hunt, from 377 to 382. The number where fishing would be permitted would be increased from 312 to 316. Doesn't seem that significant. It would also formally open lands on 15 hatcheries of the National Fish Hatchery System to hunting or sport fishing for the first time. The proposal also outlines a comprehensive revision and simplification of all refuge-specific hunting and fishing regulations in all 50 states to more closely match state regulations while continuing to ensure safe and compatible opportunities. Well-managed, hunting and fishing are the backbone of conservation in this country, but inconsistent or overly complex regulations can act as a disincentive. By aligning our refuge regulations with our state partners, we're reducing confusion and the regulatory burden on the American public, helping to ensure the tradition and benefits of hunting and fishing can continue. So what does this mean exactly? For the first time, hunters and fishers will have access to the Green Bay National Wildlife Refuge in Wisconsin, and will have open access to the Seed Skidee National Wildlife Refuge in Wyoming for deer and elk hunting for the first time on federal land open for other hunting. Other proposed expansions include opening new acres of St. Mark's National Wildlife Refuge in Florida to existing upland and big game hunting. See, again, all of this stuff well managed is perfectly fine. Well managed. Very important to keep this in mind. I'm not just talking about allowing people onto the property to pillage it. Don't read into this what is not being communicated. I'm sure there will be some panic by the usual suspects. Over on the text line, let's get caught up on some of the items that have come in the last little while. True, you don't really follow anyone, but that makes it difficult to drive power in numbers. Sometimes you gotta deem a leader and fall in line until things go pretty bad and you need to replace. Ah, so that's how it works. Someone correcting me saying Vince Dracula can't look in the mirror. Oh, okay. Another person following up on this leader thing. Although I guess you would argue Jesus is your leader. But you get my point. Politics is war. Think like military. Okay. All right. Vince, I'm just wondering how Joe Bite Me is even going to run for president when he and few other minions from the deep state will be in Gitmo together. You really think that's going to happen? Come on. Come on. Really? Vince, I've lived in Greer for over a year now, voted in the last election, changed my address, voter registration twice since I've been here. I found I'm still registered in Bronx, New York City. Can't find how to make sure someone can't vote for me. Oh, goodness. Wow, you want to contact authorities up there to figure out how you can have your name removed. That's the job you got to work on now. Good luck. Now look at traffic and weather. Here's Pam Warner.
Thanks, Ben. Still seeing those slowdowns. I-85 northbound coming out of Gaston County. It is jammed up for Sam Wilson Road. There was a wreck there earlier. Traffic still crawling at about 10 miles an hour. Also, we are looking at some debris in the roadway. Old Nations Ford Road at East Westinghouse Boulevard. And slowdowns for an injury accident on South Boulevard at East 485 Outer Loop. Today's weather, partly cloudy skies. High of 89, a low of 72, and a 50% chance of rain showers this afternoon. I'm Pam Warner, WBT Traffic.
All right, I didn't put you guys on the spot. John, Charles, what do you think of this dad bod thing?
I think it's right on point. Yes.
Are you happier, content, satisfied?
Yeah.
No problems?
No problems.
Okay. Just glad to hear it. Just for the record. All right, thanks a lot for joining us on the broadcast. Time for Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you, Vince. Bill O'Reilly here. It is Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update, and here's what's happening across our nation. President Trump kicks off his 2020 re-election campaign in Orlando tonight. An Ohio jury awards millions of dollars to a small bakery after a phony racial profiling scandal. A new study from Colorado highlights legal marijuana's harmful effects on America's teenagers. Iran says it will likely violate the international nuclear agreement next week. Also coming up, my message of the day on President Trump's strategy to win re-election. But first, the president is set to hold his first official rally of the 2020 re-election campaign in Orlando, Florida. Supporters started lining up 42 hours before the event, setting up tents, campers, and coolers to escape the
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back in the Vince Coakley radio program, final stretch on this Tuesday broadcast. Over on the text line, still got people commenting on this Trump looking in the mirror thing. We have this. Vince, when Trump looks in the mirror, he says, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the blank of them all? Vince, I'll let you fill in the blank. Do you want to try to do that, John?
No, I'm going to avoid that one, Vince.
Who's the baddest?
Shaft.
Yeah, there you go. Shut your mouth. I know. Are you guys really excited about that?
I'll check it out.
You guys are excited about a Shaft reboot? How about Lonzo? Is Lonzo excited about a Shaft reboot? Is that a good idea?
It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it, man. How could it not be good?
You know, he might be able to pull that off. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that might work. Just might work. Also, over on the text line, Vince, Trump's rally features the world's greatest stand-up comedian and Pied Piper. Oh, wow. What else do we have here? America being a corporation is actually case law. Is it really? That's kind of interesting. Another person on this issue of managing the many acres that the federal government has. Yeah, it was a great idea to bring in coyotes years ago. More good ideas by government employees. Yeah, they are making their way into neighborhoods near you. And we have this, that I appreciate prayers for your dad and family. Mr. Vince, awesome show today. Thank you very much. A bizarre story. And this goes in the category of the conspiracy theorists. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the conspiracy theories floating around about Sandy Hook. They started just days after that school shooting. This is an absolutely bizarre story. So what ended up happening? The father of a victim of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, he's now won a defamation lawsuit against the authors of a book that claimed the shooting never happened. A lot of these relatives, they have been really disturbed by this for quite some time. They were very, very disturbed. Because what it basically says is it's a dismissal of the genuine victimhood that these relatives have experienced. How in the world do you do that to people? There was actually a book. The title of the book is Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Isn't that crazy? A book! The book has been pulled to settle claims against its publisher, filed by Lenny Posner, a man whose six-year-old son Noah was killed in the shooting. My face-to-face interactions with Mr. Posner have led me to believe Mr. Posner is telling the truth about the death of his son. That's from the principal officer at publisher Moon Rock Books. I extend my most heartfelt and sincere apology to the Posner family. A judge in Wisconsin issued a summary judgment against authors James Fetzer and Mike Palachik. Posner's been pushing back for years against hoaxers who have actually harassed him, subjected him to death threats. Mind you, he experienced a loss at Sandy Hook. This is all directed at him. They claimed he was an actor and his son never existed. Spent years getting Facebook and others to remove conspiracy videos and set up a website to debunk conspiracy theories. Lately, the fight's been joined by others who lost relatives in the shooting that happened December 14th, 2012, nearly 7 years ago. In Newtown, Connecticut, after quietly enduring harassment and ridiculous assertions for years, some have changed their approach, deciding the only way to stop it is to confront it. They turned the tables on the hoaxers, including Alex Jones from InfoWars. Robbie Parker, six-year-old daughter Emily, among 20 first graders, six educators killed at Sandy Hook, spent years ignoring people who called him a crisis actor. Isn't this crazy? His family moved to the West Coast, but still the harassment did not stop. He would get letters from people who found his address. He was once stopped in a parking garage by a man who berated him and said the shooting never happened. You're taught when you're young that you ignore bullies and eventually they'll leave you alone. But as time went on and my other girls were getting older, I realized they weren't stopping. Some of this was getting worse and getting more personal. Parker's now part of a lawsuit against Jones. has testified before Congress and pushed for changes on social media platforms such as YouTube, which announced this month it will prohibit videos that deny the Sandy Hook shooting and other well-documented events. Parker said it wasn't until the lawsuits, until it became a mainstream news story, that people realized they were being complicit in this and started to moderate the content. This is crazy. Posner is the lead plaintiff in several of at least 9 cases that have been filed against Sandy Hook deniers in federal and state courts in Connecticut, Florida, Texas, and Wisconsin. The case against Jones, the family's 8 victims, and a first responder say they've been subjected to harassment and death threats from Jones's followers. A Connecticut judge ruled in the defamation case Jones must undergo a sworn deposition. That's scheduled for July. So this is the first case I'm familiar with. Like, have you guys heard anything like this? I've never heard of this before. Someone written a whole book to claim an event like Sandy Hook never took place. Just absolutely mind-boggling. We also have breaking news about an earthquake rocking Japan and a tsunami advisory has been issued. Stay tuned for the news on this one. Have yourselves a great day, and God bless you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.